Good evening, my name is Mike Kara, and it is now time for another Christmas cool song from a certain year. And the Christmas year we're featuring tonight is 1977. Of course, a lot of great TV Christmas specials in 1977, including one from MASH and the Jeffersons, a pretty good one for the Jeffersons, and many others. And yes, in 1977, of course, with me growing up about 4 or 5 years old, I remember my dad recording all sorts of great Christmas specials throughout the year. And even almost 22, 23 years later, those tapes still preserved in their natural state and still watching those great Christmas specials. And of course, yes, Rankin and Bass were probably the leaders, those two guys, the leaders in creating Christmas TV specials. That's right, we remember them. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All of these great specials, both in cartoon form, Frosty, remember that, and in what was called stop animation, where they were actual puppets. And this next song is featured from a Christmas TV special such as that, that they're actual puppets, and they take a picture, you know, with a camera, then they move the puppet, they take a picture, move the camera, you know, move the picture, and then actually creating a series of pictures with these puppets actually moving. And this next performer actually providing the narrating voice for this TV Christmas special called Nestor, the Long-Eared Donkey. That's right, the legendary Roger Miller, of course, best known for all of his great country songs. Of course, we remember that all the great songs from the 50s and 60s, but in 1977, he lent his voice to this great Christmas special. So here is Nestor, the Long-Eared Donkey, Roger Miller, and definitely a cool song from a certain year as we do it Christmas style.
Nestor took him right into Bethlehem, crowded with the multitudes come for the Roman census. And as you know, all the inns were full up. Nestor didn't know what to do. And then he thought back, and he remembered how warm and beautiful a stable could be for a baby when his mother was close. And so it was that Nestor found the manger where they stayed, where kings and wise men bowed before a baby where he lay. Mary bore our Savior, Nestor brought them there, a gift of